The new cattle on feed report from USDA out last week showed lower placements and marketings, but higher actual cattle on feed numbers, according to livestock economist Shale Shagum.
During November, producers placed just under 1.8 million head on feed, which was about 4% below a year ago. During November, feedlots marketed just under 1.5 million head, which was about 11% below a year ago, which left us with a number of cattle on feed in U.S. feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or greater on December 1st at just under 10.9 million head, which was about 1% above a year ago.
Placements were the second lowest for the month of November since reports started in 1996, and marketings were the lowest all time for the month because Shagum says feedlots are keeping cattle longer.
The cost of gain was relatively cheap because corn was low relative to previous years, so they could afford to keep cattle on feed longer.
The problem now is that prices have come down from the highs earlier this year.
They paid a lot for those feeder calves 6 months earlier, so cattle feeders are going to see their margins coming under pressure. Prices have since come off. Our benchmark five-area steer price is currently running about $157. Packers just were having problems selling the beef at prices that would compensate them for the prices that they were paying for the live animals. They've been successful in pushing down those fed cattle prices in December. And that, you know, as supplies tighten, the packers are going to have to start paying more money. Moving to 2015.
USDA is forecasting steer prices will rise another 7% next year. Meanwhile, USDA's milk production report for November was 16.5 billion pounds, up 3.4% from the same time last year. The U.S. dairy herd increased 82,000 head to 9.28 million cows, and production per cow increased 42 pounds. USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber says this is obviously due to higher dairy prices and lower feed prices, but that may change into the new year.
With increased milk production over the first part of the year, you're going to see prices come down, and we already have seen product prices come down a lot over the last 3 or 4 months, but I think that could very well continue. We've seen margins collapse a lot.
USDA is forecasting the all milk price next year to be 22% lower than this year, and expecting production to increase by 3%. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.